Musicians set to play at a council-run Wellington festival in the capital have been calling out organisers for cutting their pay. A number of musicians who were meant to play a cancelled show last year say they were offered less money for this summer's gig because of an increase in supply costs. The Wellington City Council admits it made a mistake and is vowing to make things right. Rosie Gordon reports.
The colourful lights, the crowds and of course the local tunes. Wellington's beloved Gardens Magic is back on this year after being called off due to COVID in 2021. But for the musicians invited to return to the Botanic Gardens, the experience has been far from, well, a walk in the park. Here's musician Richard Tione.
My understanding is that council have decreased the offer to the bands or the musicians or the performers at Gardens Magic, and that they've done that apparently based on an increase in supplier costs, as if musicians aren't suppliers.
RNZ has heard from other artists who have also been offered less money. Richard Tione says it devalues musicians who are key to the event at a time when the cost of living means they're doing it tough.
People aren't going to Gardens Magic to look at the PA system or an empty stage. They're going to Gardens Magic to look at the performance. The amount of money that we're getting paid has steadily decreased over the years. So a lot of these guys who are relying on these gigs to kind of keep their heads above water, it's just cutting them off at the knees.
Musician Julie Bevan and her band decided to return to the lineup this year, despite being offered a reduced pay.
It is several hundred dollars less than it was last year. It pisses me off. It makes me really angry that we're being offered less.
Julie Bevan says that would leave each band member with about $120 each. The prospect is stressful.
Well, it's huge. I have seen my income drop steadily for the last 20 years. Playing festivals that are not based in Wellington are not even financially viable anymore. It also has a huge mental health impact on our self-esteem, our sense of self-worth.
But the council says the lower pay offers were all a mistake. Gisella Carr is the head of Creative Capital for the Wellington City Council.
It's not the council's intention nor position to cut the artist's fees. But what happened is actually a genuine mistake. We've got a new producer this year. He was working initially with artists whose concerts had been cut as a result of COVID. And he's also facing escalating costs to do with delivering the project as a whole. And that led to him making an offer that was less than had been paid.
The council's not sure how many performers are affected, but is vowing to right this wrong. Ms Carr says they'll take another look at this year's events budget and pay the musicians what they were offered last year.
It really is a mistake. We're very apologetic and we're fixing it.
Performers are welcoming that news, including Ben Emerson, the creative director of Witch Music Theatre, who says their pay was set to be slashed by 33%. He hopes what's happened with Gardens Magic is a lesson.
I think we all really appreciate it. We need the investment to continue, and if anything, it has to reflect the cost of living right now, and that's really hard. And if we want to see cool local art, we've got to invest in it.
The council aims to get in touch with musicians this evening and tomorrow to ensure their pay offers go up and the show goes on.